So at some point, a major label is going to throw a net over you and tackle you to the ground and make you do emo. How?
No, never.
How are you going to guarantee the quality of the Darcy Cash quality?
I think mainly not signing contracts that, you know, sign away our artistic rights is the main thing. Mm-hmm. But I think as we sell more and more records and build up a fan base of our own, it gives us that niche of saying, hey, these people already like our music the way we do it. So no.
It's all about leverage.
Yeah. I mean, and mainly, yeah, if you just build it up yourself.
What do you think Darcy Cash has that's uniquely theirs musically? I mean, there's a clear influence of some other bands are doing well right now. Like there's a clear Death Cab for Cutie influence. Yeah. But what is it that makes you not just another one of them?
I mean, that's really, I think the artist is usually one of the worst people to ask that question to because it's the ultimate
because
of
we're
no
the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I could easily go Oasis on this stuff, you know. But, I don't, you know, it's just, we like our songs. We really dig it. So hopefully other people, you know, hopefully it registers somewhat with other people. That's really all it's about.
Yeah, I think something you said just about the storytelling aspect and the effortless sort of singing, just telling a story. That to me pretty much sums up a lot of it. You know, that's what I love about both of their lyrics is it's very, like, that's the first thing I hear. And I'm just like, oh, wow, that's an awesome way to describe something or just awesome story. And
what are these stories about, by and large? Where do they come from?
I mean, it varies a lot. I mean, definitely on our earlier stuff, it's like, girls, oh, no.
Girls, she didn't talk to me in the lunch cafeteria today. I'm going to write a song about it and cry.
Blame it on the rain. Yes.
Seriously, yes. But
yeah, it changes.
Sorry, I heard that on the radio.
As we keep going, you know. Mostly it's just about our friends and our community
everyday stuff, anything that's
important to us.
And I think, I mean, obviously, in rock music or whatever, it's people taking things from different places and mushing them together some different way other than the last guy who mushed other things together. That's
right.
More or less what's happening over and over and over again. So for me, if we can do that in an interesting enough way that we really like it, hopefully that, you know, comes across to other people. And if it sounds new and if we write a song that makes me go, hey, I haven't heard that song before because it affects me this way or I get this message from it or it tells this story in this way, then to me it's like worth putting out there because, to you know, from my perspective, it hasn't been said yet. It's a song I wrote because I hadn't heard it, kind of.
Right.
Does that make sense? So those two things, putting those things together and trying not to be any one thing is my, you know, and just be the things that we really like,
yeah,
the things that interest us.
The goal is sort of, at least for me as a songwriter, just sort of emphasize self as much as possible, you know? And whether that be, you know, really idiosyncratic or something that a lot of people can relate to, it's, I think, the most important thing in any band I like, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's talk about playing live. Tell me about the first time you guys played together as a band live in front of people. Was it a disaster or a complete success?
It was a birthday party for my high school teacher and Max's high school teacher.
No, well, that was
I wasn't playing that.
Oh, okay,
that was
so
Jeff.
Excuse me, that was just Jeff.
It was this big house party.
Yeah, Burbank Hills or something. This like amazing view outside, and yeah, I think I'd only done a few rehearsals, and I played on maybe 2 songs, so I kind of just stood there and I'd do a little bounce and then I'd play some notes. But I mean, that was pretty much the first show of all 4 of us.
Yeah, and it was a good first show because we were outside, and outside has the best sound ever.
Oh yeah.
You can hear yourself.
The acoustics in the open air are just fantastic.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So
and, you know, people like hanging around spilling drinks on the pedals is always, it just, you know, gives you more incentive to not play house shows ever.
Yeah.
But after that, but obviously it couldn't have been that bad because after that you guys continued to play out and you guys have toured all over the country.
We just last October we did a 63 day tour around the country that we booked ourselves.
Of course, all 63 days weren't in October, but
that
we started in October.
And where are you playing next?
It's not planned quite yet. We had a show that was going to be at the Roxy, but that got canceled. So we're actually, it's a good thing though, because we are trying to focus on recording the next album, getting that finished.
Yeah.
'cause it's been a little while, so we really want to get that going. And it's easy to get distracted by playing shows all the time because we love playing out. But yeah, gonna do that right now.
Yeah, and we'll have a couple shows posted pretty shortly. They're just not 100% yet, so we can't really go on promoting them right now.
Yeah,
but look out at our MySpace page.
Is there a thing that you guys do when you play live that's specific to Darcy Cash? A way of performing or a way of dressing, or is there a shtick involved? Or are you guys very pared down?
We need
simplistic?
To raise the shtick-o-meter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Ben sometimes busts out some dance moves, which is really fun.
I try to just
a good pas de beret every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Always a good pas de beret.
Ballet moves.
Maybe a
that's important. It's important, especially in indie music.
Oh yeah. For sure.
For me, when I see a lot of bands or whatever, as long as they are really into the music, from what I can tell, or they are enjoying what they're doing, that is the biggest factor. Like, even somebody who does the really cool, crazy stick things, if they look bored or kind of like, I don't really like playing this song, but I'll play it for you.
Right.
I'm like, I don't really like that song either now. But you know what? So for me, it's like the main thing being having a lot of fun in whatever that means. You know, for me, it means rocking out really hard a lot and getting headaches. But you know, it really, and then we're going to up the shtick-o-meter from now to eternity. So,
what kind of reaction do you want out of your audience? I mean, do people sit up close and look like they're really listening, or
yeah?
You know, I want both. You know, I want live. Unfortunately, the lyrics is the main message in live. That doesn't always come across first listen.
Yeah, especially in LA, like it's hard. You go out, I see a lot of bands. Yeah. It's like it's hard. A lot of times, you don't hear lyrics at all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, especially if it's a loud show. So for me, I like when I see people looking like they are intently listening to what I'm saying and are kind of enjoying it. And then I like a little movement. Every now and then. Oh, that's always nice. It's always
a little head bobbing, swaying.
But a little head nod, maybe a little like indie foot tap type of thing going on.
We don't need people to mosh at our shows, you know? But a little bit of this, a little bit of I'm enjoying the show. That's I like that a lot. And I want people to leave our show being like, that was the coolest show I've ever seen in 6 months, and I'm going to tell my friends about it and have it be an exciting and fun thing. So.
All right, well, let's hear what else you guys have. Say, so you want to do another song?
We have one more if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I would like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we can do that.
Actually, you know what? Nah. Never mind.
Nah. Yeah, that's cool.
See you later.
Well, we didn't want to play it anyway.
Actually, before you go into the song, I do have a question from the internet.
Oh, wow.
Ether world from Gabriel. Enjoying the show. Saying after the question is this: after knowing each other for so long and 4 years of live performances, does the friendship you guys all share still greatly contribute to the musicality of the band? Does having that bond of friendship make it much easier to be on the same level musically?
Yeah,
this guy wants my job.
I'd say that's a really huge part for sure.
I would say without that it wouldn't have made it this far. That's kind of that, you know, that's like a foundation thing of like if you don't get along, pretty soon it's just going to be like. Later, you whatever.
So you guys don't have a problem. There's not like a battle of the egos, and this is my band, and you guys are in it, kind of thing.
Well,
I wouldn't say.
I have my own inner battle of my own ego, and he, I'm sure can relate to that, Mac. And we as bringing the songs or as starting the band back in, you know, literally 3 or 4 bands ago, and you know, kind of progressing as we progress together, writing songs all the time. We certainly feel a certain amount of territory when it comes to the songs or how they get portrayed or what they do. But it's one of those things where it's like everything is up for suggestion and we'll try whatever to make it a better song. And it can totally be a better song. But I think without that friendship thing, anybody saying anything, I would just be like, you're fired. Get out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But because there's, you know, because we can't, because we talk, we laugh, we have fun, they can say things and I'm like, oh, I see what you're saying. It doesn't just bounce off me like a wall and I'm like, go away.
No, you can't fire your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You can kill them.
Yeah.
But you can't fire them.
And also,
them.
I think the fact that we have gotten through numerous tours in a very small, confined space.
Yeah, that must be a bonding
for that amount
thing
of time.
As well.
Yeah,
huh?
That absolutely. And, you know, getting through recording an album. Like, a lot of bands can break up over stuff like that. You know, like, going in the studio and this is our album and getting all freaked out.
Were you guys ever at risk of breaking up?
I wouldn't say so.
And not recording wise or anything else wise, we've had our ups and downs where you go, what are we doing? But I do that with everything.
Right.
I'm like, what's happening? Where am I headed with this? And I think we've all experienced that at one time or another.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, that basic thing of we're not going to break up is that's just kind of an assumed thing. It's like as much as you get like, wait, what's happening? Pretty soon you come back to there's no way.
It's just an assumed thing.
It's like there's
so
no possible
anyway.
Way.
Yeah.
So that's that being kind of that basic assumption, you can toy around with different things and get upset about things and not really have to worry about it too much. So
we try to remain pretty unserious,
yeah,
which is good.
Cool. Yeah, is humor a big part of keeping it going?
It's got to be anything.
Nobody wants to just go to practice and be glum and straight-faced for like 3 hours.
It's got to be
Trent
fun.
Reznor does.
Yes, and it works.
There you go.
But he gets to tell anybody what to do, so
that's
okay.
His shtick. I wish we had a good shtick like that, man.
All right, cool. Well, let's go into another song. My guest is Darcy Cash. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
This song's called You're Hardly Moving.
You ready, Skeet Ulrich?
Yeah. One, two.
You're hardly moving as I kiss your mouth. You're hardly moving as I open up. Then you burst out laughing when I say we are just fulfilling contracts, just playing parts. You're hardly moving talking on. You're hardly moving as I grab and claw for explanation or any thought for alibis or hidden wrongs. They all say that you lie. They all say that they understand why I'm still on your side. I want my time back again. The car, you're hardly moving as I open up. Then you burst out laughing, and I say we are just fulfilling contracts, just playing parts. They all say that it's sad. They all say that they understand. But no one bats an eye. They just work toward their own ends. Well, there's no point blaming them. One of many plans hit the ground like dice. Should not have left your hands, but
you still think it's all right? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
Yes.
Definitely is good. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Darcy Cash. You have another message here from on the instant message thing from I Only Get Off out of Vegas. Darcy Cash needs to come back to Las Vegas, Cafe 101 after parties.
Aww,
sweet.
That's
the advantage.
Nice.
Internet radio, anybody can tune in.
Awesome.
And if you're listening now and you want to hear the interview again, or if you know someone who can't listen now but wants to hear the interview, this will be available for download probably tonight. If not tonight, then certainly tomorrow. Drop by myspace.com/thisisgood to get the link. And then, of course, you guys can put it on your website.
Yeah,
do whatever
yeah,
you want.
Do that.
Everybody, tell your friends. Tell your acquaintances. Tell the people you don't like very much.
Yeah, tell them.
To listen.
Maybe
tell
they'll
them
like you after they
show.
Hear that.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
We could be the glue between every acquaintance and every not really liking people acquaintance.
What is Darcy Cash? What is the significance of the name?
It's something we made up so that we wouldn't be stealing things from movies and find out that 12 other people have the same band name.
Uh-huh.
But we really like the way it sounds, and when we first mentioned it, we were like, yeah, I like that. I don't know. After about a week, it was like, hey, we started to feel like Darcy Cash. It started to seem like, hey, we're Darcy Cash. That makes sense.
All of us individually are Darcy Cash.
Yeah.
Each of us.
Darcy Cash is in every one of you. You just have to find it.
It's true.
So are you guys already working on a second album?
Yeah.
EP, yeah.
Yes. We're doing an EP and then followed pretty shortly after by a full length. So we have a lot of new songs. So
it's
very exciting.
The future of Darcy Cash we have to look forward to.
Yes,
is
you'll be hearing a lot
releases.
From us.
Yeah.
Very soon.
By followed shortly after, we actually mean probably about a year. But for us, we're going to start working on
musically,
it
that's
after.
Like
yes.
a second.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. So
unless you're Ryan Adams.
So
that's true.
So in the meantime, people can check out In the Company of Strangers, which is a great
yeah.
name for an album, by the way.
Thank
cool.
you.
And they can get that iTunes, Amoeba Music.
Yeah.
Then go to
on
your website.
Website. Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for coming
You're
in.
Awesome.
Hey,
we'll leave with another track from your album.
Awesome.
And we'll look forward to more good stuff from Darcy Cash. And tune in to killradio.org every week, 10 to 12, and I interview a different band. Next week, I have Eject, myspace.com/ejecttheband, and they're a fan fave from the Kiss or Kill Club events. And drop by myspace.com/thisisgood to download this interview later on. And that's all I have to say about that. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
And it was 6 ago I held you. And more importantly, they're willing to listen to us.